way I like to look at it is you'll be able to find it in different places. You'll be able to pull out your smartphone. You'll have a map of where the locations are. It'll be really easy to find and make a grade. It's for everybody. It's not just for tourists. It's not just for people who live in Portland. We're going to see some really interesting new trips that are emerged from that. There are new jobs that are going to be emerging from this, and the commitment to high road standards that Motivate is signing on to is really important to look for job development. It also increases our emergency outlets. If anything happens and we have need to get out of this city for any quick reasons, the bridges that will be up are going to be the one, this new bridge that we just built is going to be up, and bike share will help us get across it. Let me answer the why is it so high question. Cost of $200 a month seems really, really high. Couldn't we just give everybody a bike? It's a lot of users. So a lot of users create a lot of damage, a lot of wear and tear. It's going to require a lot of maintenance. Again, it's very similar to transit. So it's not like you're buying a bike to be used that you're normally getting in a store. This is a very specialized bike that has to be able to handle that kind of capacity. So that's why the costs are high. I'm really excited about the unbanked opportunity, the ability to buy with cash, maybe at a Fred Meyer, a card that will give you access where you would not have to have a heavy credit card limit in order to get access. That's going to provide a lot of opportunities that other cities don't have, and I think we're going to be at the forefront, particularly around equity. Once this starts, it's going to grow. I think the concerns about what happens in year 4 and 5 are going to be less about where are we today, but how can we get to more neighborhoods? How can we do more? Similar to bike corrals, where they started and people were like, oh, we don't want these on the street. And now all of a sudden we have businesses that are clamoring for them, that are actually paying for them themselves. You see in other cities like Arlington, where companies are coming and putting in the bikes and the systems themselves. The BTA would be excited to offer assistance, ensure new riders know the laws through videos or through class services, or being involved in providing staffing, similar to what the Orange Line is doing right now in key locations downtown, to be able to say, hey, here's how you use your bikes, here's where you go, and we'd love to be able to have a conversation about that. And finally, I just want to reiterate what Margie had just said, is that this is only going to be successful if we're able to continue to put protected bike lanes in the city, particularly downtown, in order to get these bikes safely through the area. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning. I'm Ian Studi. I'm the chair of the Portland Bicycle Advisory Committee. I'm also the director of transportation and parking for Portland State University. I just want to take a minute to remind council that both of those organizations supported bike share back in 2011, and we remain both organizations remain supportive of bike share and are very excited about the proposal that's come to you today. I want to just add a little bit of color to the conversation today and talk a little bit about how I see bike share affecting our population downtown, in particular our population at Portland State. For those of you who don't know, we have now almost 3,000 residents on campus at PSU. Those residents are often coming to us without a car, and they are coming to us because we are an urban university where they expect to be able to participate in, you know, a dense urban fabric of life that we have here in Portland. It is one of the key attracting factors for us as an institution. What we find is that those students are more and more clamoring for options when it comes to transportation. Bike share represents, I think, a very exciting option for our students to get around and do all the things that they want to do, whether or not they're keeping up with their studies. Hopefully they are. But they really want to get out there in the community, and they really want to experience Portland as a part of their education. And in fact, they're required to as a part of their education. So we're very excited that bike share connects them better with the city. Those 3,000 students are coupled with the other 26,000 who are also attending our campus, and most of which are not bringing a car to campus, but some who are. And what I've found in our years of surveying our students about their travel behavior is that they are becoming increasingly multimodal. And what I mean by multimodal is not necessarily that they're taking multiple modes per trip, but they are wanting to make choices on an incremental level about do they want to ride transit today? Do they want to use car to go when they leave campus that day? Do they want to use a bike? And the idea of a bicycle system that allows them to make that choice on a very daily, incremental level is very exciting to them. And I think as a population, you'll find that they're going to be very excited to adopt bike share and become regular users. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Morning, Ted.
Morning, Mayor and Council. My name is Ted Bueller. I'm co-chair of the group Bike Loud PDX, and we're very excited about bike share, and I assure you there's more than just myself who are affiliated with this group that's excited about it, but you know, a lot of them have more restrictive day jobs and things like that, so I'm the only one here today. No children, no other elderly folks, but we'll bring them to you in the evenings when you're out in the field. This is the Portland Bicycle Master Plan for 2030, which you folks graciously passed in February 2010, and it has aspirational goals of bringing 25% mode share of bicycles to the city by the year 2030. And if you guys have looked at numbers, you'll see that over the last 5 years, bicycle mode share has been flat, while car mode share has gone up, which results in a lot more congestion on the freeways and highways than we had 5 years ago. Bike share has a nice little two-page spread in here, and when we get bike share implemented, we'll be one more step towards the blueprint for getting many more people in Portland able to ride bicycles than there are now. I've tried out bike share in New York City and Minneapolis. Both times it was a fabulous experience. I was able to ride around on surface streets at faster speeds than I'd ever traveled before, except on a bicycle in previous times, but especially in Manhattan, it was great. You can cruise around Manhattan faster than anybody else on the road, and you can look up, you see a whole 360-degree view, you see the sights, you smell the smells, and you can stop at a shop just like that if you want to. I think lots of people that visit Portland will want bike share, and they'll be excited about it. And as a matter of fact, I have a lot of friends that come to Portland, and lots of them want to ride bikes. Sometimes I have loaner bikes at my house, and I can send them downtown on it. Sometimes I don't, and they just don't have quite the exciting of an experience as my guests that come here, and I have bikes outfitted for them. We do have a couple of concerns, which we want you to address about 7 months from now or 9 months from now. When you revisit this after you pass it today, we hope. One is, you know, you all have staffers, right? And you all go out to lunch, too. How often do you think somebody in your office might want to use a bike share bike to go out for lunch? You know, maybe once a day, something like that. Maybe several people in your office each day. So 600 bikes isn't really a whole lot to go around. And I rather suspect that if the PBOT staffers would have shown the charts as to how many bikes other systems have versus that Portland has, 600 isn't a whole lot. Still, it's a terrific start, and one way that we can get the system to expand fairly quickly, like by the summer of 2017, is to get some sponsors. And whenever I see multimillionaires around town, I always tell them, hey, I think you would be a great sponsor for bike share, but unfortunately that's never happened. I think you guys might have more of an opportunity, and I understand you're already doing that, but you know, those of you that have seen bike share in other cities, you can tell your friends, hey, we're looking for a sponsor. You can get in early. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
We might have overlooked some multi-billionaires, so if you have a list, I'd appreciate it.
I'll work on it.
Okay, next, please.
The last three who signed up are Craig Rogers, Charles Johnson, and Joe Walsh.
Come on up.
Craig Rogers, Southeast Portland. Hey, I'm glad I hung around for this incredible conversation, collaboration, to hear the questions asked by you, council, and the hard work that PBOT's put into this. It's kind of like they've left no stone unturned. Nonetheless, these things always need to be revisited because, you know, there might be kinks down the road, but incredible amount of work on their part and excellent questions asked. So I think it's obvious to me that they've made it a point to get the best product for the cheapest price. And myself, a thought I had about it is when I go to get my hair cut, I get the old man discount. Sang cuts my hair. He's Vietnamese. That's the way he said, old man. I says, hey, hasn't he? Yeah, one time guy jump up out of chair and yell. Yeah. So, okay, I'm an older guy. I like hard copy. I like to have the paper in my hand. How does the map work? Is there a screen on the bike? Or is it possible to have me? I'm the hard copy guy. I'd love to have that. Would that be available for the area that you're allowed to ride the bike in? Because
I seem to be saying yes.
Good, great. So I'm really happy about this. When I went to Amsterdam, rented a bike, just went all over the place. I came across this little triangle pub that was right on the edge of the canal. And I thought, boy, I want to come back here. So I did the next day on the trolley, and I wasn't driving, right? So then I could have, I discovered this beer, Le Chouf. It was a Belgian beer. It was really, really good. Sunshiny day in Amsterdam. They don't have much sunshine. So then I went in for a second beer. And Ralph's running up and down, and I says, what are you doing? He says, I'm looking for the right glass. I said, it doesn't matter. This gentleman down there that was obviously really enjoying his beer, he says, oh, yes, it does. The glass does matter. And later on, I found out that that was Rick Steves, see? So because of the bicycle, I had a richer experience. And that's what, you know, for tourists in your town, and yet nonetheless, they're going to be new, so you got to take that into consideration, because there's a lot of places in this city that you got to know what you're doing when you're on a bike, as Amanda said, downtown. So, hey, I'm for this 100%. I hope you all vote for it.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Good morning.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We have almost the same concerns as Commissioner Fritz. Because I'm disabled, I spend a lot of time downtown with people riding bikes on the sidewalks. And although I'm not in a wheelchair yet, I watch wheelchair people get out of the way of the bikes. So I would ask that this company use some of this money to either enforce the laws on the books. I mean, there is an ordinance. You cannot ride a bike on the sidewalk downtown. And right now, the police are enforcing that. If you give this to a corporation, what happens to that enforcement? Do the police continue enforcing that? Or do we have a corporation that is going to be community-friendly and say, let's put aside some money out of this grant to make sure people do not ride on the sidewalks, including the security people. I have more trouble with security people riding their bikes than I do with normal citizens. So, we have that. We also have the question of, are we going to increase the number of bikes? I think I heard the number 600. Somebody mentioned that. Okay. I don't believe that number. I just don't believe it. So I hope that when you sign this contract and you pass this ordinance, that you have a trap door. Kind of like what you suggested, Commissioner, some kind of out. A trap door is, this sucks, let's get out. That's what a trap door is in a contract. So I hope that you looked at that. If you go into this and give them full authority to do this without any answer or accountability, then once again, we're going to be mad at you. Right? So that's our objections. The program itself sounds really interesting. And if they did it in New York, I grew up in New York, so I know New York. If they did it in New York, that's kind of a good endorsement, because it is a very complex city and people are really squished during lunch hour. So, that's our objections, but overall, I think I agree with everybody here. It sounds like a good program, and right now it's Wild West. You get down to Madison in a second, it's the Wild West.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, anyone else?
That's all who signed up.
So this will be passing the second reading next week, but opportunity for some comments from council members now. I just want to commend you, Commissioner Novick, and the Bureau for working on this patiently, getting us to a good place. It seems like we're sort of passing the Goldilocks test here. Not too fast, not too slow, about right, not too many, not too few, and so on. You know, I was just reflecting a little bit on this issue because, as we all do, I hear from both sides on the issue, on the fringes about it, if you will. I mean, I hear from people who are saying, well, we're way behind in Portland, and that's terrible. Well, actually, we're behind or we're ahead or we're somewhere in this virtuous competition because we started it. I mean, Portland was one of the early adopters of light rail. We had the first city climate action plan, and we built the first modern streetcar. and we weren't a slouch on bikes either. And that has set off a virtuous competition among cities to be green, livable, and give people transportation choices. What a problem to have that cities are trying to compete by doing the right thing. And in fact, I still keep it on my bike. When Minneapolis one year won the Best Bike City Award, the mayor, R.T. Rybak, was here, and he gave me a snarky sticker, which still is on my bike because there's a street in Minneapolis called Portland Avenue that says, Portland is just a street in Minneapolis. Still on my bike. So I love it that we're in this virtuous competition. That's a great problem to have. So to those who are wringing their hands that we're not a leader, yes, we are, and others are running in our same direction, and that's good. I also, of course, hear the hand-wringing on the other side, because every time we've given people more transportation choices in this city, there have been critics. When the first light rail line was built, the then-Republican candidate for governor said that when it was completed, it should be locked up and they should throw away the key because no one would ride the thing. She turned out to be incorrect about that, and she also turned out not to be governor. And then when the streetcar was proposed, there were actually people at TriMet who called it the donkey trolley. But a very enlightened local newspaper called The Oregonian published an editorial that I still have in Lucite that said, build downtown rail, because it would give people more transportation choices. And they and no one else, or very few other people, even saw the development benefits at that point. They just said this would be another nice transportation choice for people in Portland to have, and they were right. And then with bikes, you know, there's always been that hand-wringing that, well, that's not a serious transportation choice. No one will use it. I rode my bike over the Tillicum Crossing on Monday morning for the first day of commuting, and there were already 1,000 people who'd used that new choice that day. It's probably up by today. So every time we've given people more choices, as the choices have proliferated, people have used them, and I really believe that that's what's going to happen. So thanks for all your good work on this project. Other comments?
You know, we're going to vote next week, and one of the casualties of our system is we have these big gatherings, and then you don't show up the next week when we say nice things about what you and we'll repeat some of your best lines and cast our votes. I intend to support this innovative proposal, and I appreciate very much the presentation, the transparency, the way you've engaged the council, and I'm excited to see this in place in Portland. And frankly, the big deciding point for me is family trips to other cities where this has been a huge success. And I think this is one area of policy where seeing something function at a very high level in cities like New York, Washington, and San Francisco really is an eye-opening experience. And it may be why one of our mutual friends, Charlie, keeps asking me to go on these fact-finding trips to other cities.
Right.
Because they are very valuable when you're on the ground. And this is working in other cities. It's hugely successful. And I'm looking forward to Portland joining. We will become what, the 66th, Steve?
Steve said the 65th, and I want to remind people that although under the old rules, that means we wouldn't make the tournament. Under the new rules, we're in the tournament. We just have to play a play-in game.
I also want to give Rob the award today for the best quote, because I think sometimes the simplest metaphor or analogy is what captures the thing. And when he said it's think car to go, not zip car, that was very helpful to me. So anyway, thanks for your good work. I look forward to supporting this next week.
Comments? If not, thank you all for good work.
Mayor, I actually have something to say, which is how much I appreciate everybody who has worked on this. Chris Warner and Tamora Ender and my staff, Leah and Margie and Gabe Graff and a lot of other people in PBOT. And I especially want to thank Steve Hoyt Macbeth, who's been the keeper of the flame on Bike Share, who has survived numerous fits and starts and lots of frustration, and has maintained his commitment and enthusiasm. And I'm very glad that all of you got to see and hear his enthusiasm as well as the wealth of information he has here today. So thank you, Steve.
Well done. Thank you. This will be back on the council calendar for second reading next week.